The Green Bay Packers announced on Tuesday they will be honoring the late Bob Harlan this season by installing his name in a place of honor on Lambeau Field's northeast facade. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Harlan passed away on March 5th at the age of 89. He originally joined the organization in 1971, was elected president and CEO in 1989, and later retired in 2008. Former Packer J.C. Treader has been elected the NFL Players Association's next executive director. NFLPA has been searching for a permanent leader since July after Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned. Playing shorthanded, the Bucks fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers 123-116 at Fiserv Forum last night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we didn't get stops, number one, and we couldn't make baskets. I thought we took a lot of quick shots. Overall, I loved how we played. Like, we played a great game. We moved the ball. We played together. You know, we missed with four free throws down the stretch. And I thought we had three or four bad possessions where we, you know, we just took quick shots. And they weren't bad shots, but we probably could have got better shots.
Kevin Porter Jr. had 25 points and 10 assists to lead the Bucks, who played without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Miles Turner. Bucks will open a four-game road trip at Utah on Thursday. First four, the NCAA men's basketball tournament underway. Howard edging University of Maryland Baltimore County 86-83 to claim the 16 seed in the Midwest region. They'll play number one Michigan in the first round. Texas got by North Carolina State 68-66 to earn the 11 seed in the West. They'll face sixth-seeded BYU. First four wraps up tonight. Prairie View A&M takes on Lehigh, followed by Miami of Ohio and SMU. Venezuela edging the U.S. 3-2 to win the World Baseball Classic Championship in Miami. Meanwhile, the Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll take on the Angels and Mariners in split squad action today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.